William Byrd, director of Media Monitoring Africa based in Johannesburg, South Africa, said the attacks on press freedom in the DRC are a major concern because there are more and more reports of it occurring.
For example, we were doing some work in some of the bordering countries in Burundi and Uganda a few months ago, and things were a lot more stable, and certainly the views we were getting then from our colleagues in the journalism area there were that things weren't nearly as bad then as they are now, and that was only at the start of this year. So in a few short months, we've seen a fairly rapid deterioration of media freedom and the impact on media in the DRC.
Media attacks on journalists and on press institutions occur in various forms, from arrests to personal attacks to the ransackings of press buildings.
Well, we know about some of the journalists that have been personally attacked and harassed. We've also seen it against particular media institutions, but I also think that some of it is about using more kind of structured means of just simply preventing institutions from trying to get them use their medium, either broadcast or produce their papers.
Byrd commented that he does foresee these types of attacks continuing as long as instability continues.
It seems to be a fairly consistent theme to go and target media, and not only within the DRC. We saw that more recently in the Middle East, that the media targeted as a formal target of military intervention. So I don't see any reason why we wouldn't see something similar within the DRC. I suspect that as the political situation deteriorates, or unless it stabilizes, there's every indication that these kinds of attacks will continue and that they may in fact get a lot worse. But then again, it also depends on where you are within the country and also who you're tending to support.
Byrd said the effect of these continued attacks on press freedom does take its toll on the media's ability to perform its job.
Well, obviously, they're fairly devastating to the extent that it's no longer a question of being able to say certain things and being biased. It's about simply being able to perform their fundamental duties. So clearly, it has a very negative impact, not only in the DRC, but also in the surrounding countries. We know that in Uganda, for example, their media freedom is also under severe threat. There's certain issues and topics that you're just not permitted to discuss. So when one government in the region takes this, or when groups of people within the region take this kind of action, it does have a ripple effect on the neighboring nations. And that obviously is a very concerning trend for media freedom, not only within the DRC, but certainly the surrounds.
On the other hand, the government accuses in many cases the media of being biased and therefore feels they are just in going after them.
They justify it in terms of issues around insults and around defamation. They accuse radio stations of sowing division, of fostering violence. So it's something that actually makes the lines quite blurred. It's not as though they admit to doing this as a means of preventing media from doing their job. They usually try and put a very negative spin on it and say, you know, these journalists were arrested because they were guilty of sedition, or they're accused of insulting people unnecessarily, of spreading hatred.
Byrd also pointed out that people are sometimes left not knowing what to expect from the other side. However, he emphasized what they do know in many parts of Africa is who is telling the truth most of the time, because either the media or the governments may present only one side of a story, and that side does not add up to what people are actually experiencing. I'm Kim Lewis reporting from Washington.